Gimel Chav Gim Chav Dalid Sif Gimel. But I think Torah should be talking about tzitzis b'shas ativa kishem avorich. It's proper to look at the tzitzis when you put them on. Mishabur kishem avorich. You should never resim masos kartem. Ria mivila de zechira. Zechira mivila de ma'isa. So it's proper to have. Part of the mitzvah is the re'iyah, so it's proper b'shas you're putting it on, making the bracha. You should be doing the re'iyah then.
But your face is covered then.
I don't think it means at the moment, at that moment of atifa. It means.
And before that, you checked it anyway, so you looked at it before. Before you made the bracha, you looked at it. So, and during the bracha, you can't see it because your face is covered. So, when are we talking about? You're talking about right before?
I think it was right afterwards.
The checking?
I think it was right afterwards.
Right afterwards.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The truth is, when Mishabura learns atifa, really, you could see still.
Because you're not covering your eyes.
You know, you cover down to here, so you can look down. Yeah. So I'm not sure b'shas atifa means the moment of atifa mamash, or means right afterwards. Dalit yesh nagim nistakel b'tzitzis kishmagim l'risim oisoy. Some people have a minute that they say that when they get the pasuk risim oisoy, they put the tzitzis, they look at them, and they place them on their eyes. It's a nice minig. The idea of putting your eyes is to express chivu v'mitzvah. Or some people meaning to kiss also, which is a chivu mitzvah. If a person brings the tzitzis over his eyes when he says the pasuk of parsha tzitzis, there's avtocha that he won't become blinded. Okay. Asuma yesh loy lechos et tzitzis biyodeh b'shas kriya shema. He should hold the tzitzis. Obviously, Namar Urisa Moisai, even though it says he should see them, which he can't. He's chayv on the tzitzis because it's something which is visible. Other people can see it. But to put tzitzis on his eyes, that's obviously looks like a joke. Okay. You look at the two tzitzis in the front, which have 10 knots, 5 in each, remez lahavayus, which is hints to the values. And Mishabura will say that we know there are 10 spheres. Spheres really are different emanations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hag and the Bria, which all really are one, so they're all bound together. So the idea that their kosher would be proper for that. And this is a recounting, which this week's parsha actually, which these type of things would belong to a recounting. It's a Kabbalistic sefer. Also, the two tzitzis, 16 chutim and 10 knots, is Eloch Chavav, after the gematria of 26, Kishem Havai, which is the gematria of the Shem Havai. Okay. Ches Havai is Pirish, the Sviris, Shem Kshurim, Abachudim, Zebizeh. It's Rabbi Miramis to the spheres, which are all really connected. One of the biggest dangers they had with the Kabbalah issue was this issue of, you know, Kabbalah explains the process how Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu down into this world. But the danger of it is because you start looking at each element of hashpah as having standing distinctly on its own, and really the reality is it's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So potentially there's danger for Avodah Zorah. The Rebosh is quoted to have said a line that certain Avodah Zorahs, they had 3 or 4. Says the Bala Kabbalah have 10. That was his lashon.
Who's lashon?
The Rivosh, one of the Rishonim. Like, he was very skeptical with this issue. Looking at each one, it just came up today. Somebody asked me about Nachnisei Rachim, you know, the tefillah which you're talking to the Malachim. So a lot of people are against that. So I said the one which is even, I think, you know, which is even maybe more challenging is you say there's a slit you say in Rosh Hashanah, no kamida nechena. So you, each bakasha over there is talking to one of the midas, which means one of the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's talking to that hanhaga and speaking to it as if it's had its own kayak. That's very dangerous. The only place you have it is in Eskerel, the king of Amayah, right? Midas Arachim and Maleno Hisgalgali, which means you're talking to Midas Arachim, you should become Hisgalgal on us. You should ask for Rachamim for your nation. The Midas Arachim should ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Midas Arachim. You can't talk to Midas Arachim. It's improper to do that. So until actually they changed the Nusuch from Midas Arachim Aleinu Negalgalo, that it should be Nisgalgal on us, means talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be Negalgal Midas Arachim on us. We will daven for Rachamim for Klai Yisrael. They changed the whole Nusuch. It doesn't fit in the rhyme. At the end, ends with an E. The other ones are all O's, but it's clearly that the Piyut was saying it differently. But it's questionable. So one of these issues is this issue of spheres. So the more you can make stress that they're connected one to the other, and they're all really one expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's more that's very proper. Okay. Just one more point I want to mention over here, which the Chofetz Chaim at the end of Sefer Shemitah Loshon, Chelek Beis. So he has a few parakim on different, you know, after everything he has a few parakim on just different topics. So one of them he has in the midst of Avas Hashem. One of them he talks about this inyan of Riyas Sitzes helps. He says that it's so that means anytime during the day when a person feels that he's having a danger of being sorry, it would be proper to look at the tzitzis. If the pasuk is telling me that it has a skula to help with that, so a person should not just look at them once, you know, the day once a day when he puts, you know, in the morning or during davening. A person should view them during the day as needed. You know, it's a prescription. Take it, you know, take as needed type of a thing. So he stresses that point. Okay. While I'm mentioning it, I just want to mention one more, because the Mishnah brought the Zohar that a person says Parshas Shema without tzitzis is made a sheker about. The Gemara says about tefillin, the Chofetz Chaim says I'll take it one step further. He says, what about Avas Hashem? You say Avas Hashem, if you don't feel that Ava, you haven't kind of Ava, so you also made a sheker about. So you're saying Ava, you're not doing it. It's the same thing. So he says a person should stop that and be misbarred in Avas Hashem. How much the Kadosh Baruch Hu has been so kind to him, and he feels a feeling of Av back to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the chesedim Kadosh Baruch Hu does for him. You know, should feel a feeling of connection, of warmth. He says, if you can do it then, at least after davening, before you go to eat, you should do it, because the fact that it's a mitzvah to eat, you shouldn't be guarding any other mitzvah, which the halacha is before you make this, you shouldn't eat. You know, you can't eat before you take a lulav. You can't eat before you blow the shofar. You can't eat, so you shouldn't eat before you do Avas Hashem, because it's, you know, constant. There's another reason that you shouldn't do it. Make sure you do it beforehand. So that's also what some of the Chofetz Chaim. If I can give my commentary, I think one of the biggest issues which we don't stress enough the Avas Hashem element, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we should love Him in our avodah. It's a lot more beside the responsibilities, etc. But the feeling of the warmth of the relationship is not stressed enough. Vav, Gadol Einish, I'm about the mitzvah sitzes. So now, the Gemara says that really you're not mechiv to wear sitzes. You're not mechiv to wear sitzes. But such a valuable mitzvah, why wouldn't you want to do it? Therefore, the Mor says, but even the risk on Shemayim, when there's a moment when there's a approach and an air of din and call yourself, even the risk on the moment when there's anger, Russia will be ma'anish for not doing tzitzis, because you should have wanted to include yourself into the mitzvah. The Russia will shake out the kanfas oritz. It's proper to make the talis should be beautiful. Tzitzis should be beautiful to more on Shabbos. That goes under zekel. What then? Mechol mitzvahs is zorach lasoyis and behidur. Mechol mashia efsher. Shemar zekel v'mveyu, which was al darshan. He's not all the fun of the mitzvahs. You should express the beauty of a Kodesh Baruch who make his mitzvahs beautiful. I will also learn from psukim shel Torah b'talis. You shouldn't write psukim on the talis, because we said before that tzitzis are tashmis a mitzvah, which means there's no chiyuv to put them into shemis at the end. It says a toy milah, but it's not a chiyuv. So if you put the pasuk there, the person mentioned is going to be will discard the talis according to halacha, not realizing that since the pasuk is there, it has to be dealt with differently. It doesn't make the talis I should use. So putting on I'm not sure if the map is referring to the map of the bima, the map of the omid, the covering that you put, the covering the cloth, tablecloth. I would assume that you have two problems. Well, it can be even a partial pasuk would have that. Then once it's three words, it has kedusha on it. Even though it's not a full pasuk. On the other hand, there is a halacha. You're not supposed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. So you have a different problem. If you do just three words in a pasuk, so you're doing some part of a pasuk. That's a problem also. Even to this, right?